What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the VidBiz Podcast. This is Mike Myers, your host. Hey, if you're a video business owner or a creative business owner, this podcast is for you. Just talking about any and all things creative business related, and just bringing alongside all of my friends and colleagues and people that I meet along the way, and having conversations about those things, about running a business, about how to grow a business, and navigating the ever-changing landscape of creativity and video and photography, and sometimes social media. That's a constant evolving thing. So I don't try to keep my pulse on that too much. But this is the VidBiz Podcast. I've been shooting video and been in this creative space for 10 years. And I have made a lot of mistakes. I've been doing this full time for nearly 6 years. Made a lot of mistakes along the way, but I've learned some things, and hopefully some of those things can help you. So yeah, why don't we just talk about what we're going to talk about? I have been a little MIA with the podcast, I admit. Really just busy season, the end of the school year, lots of kids events, and now we're into, summer break. And so things are just always happening. So excuse me. But exciting news. I know that I keep saying that we're going to have guests on here, but we have secured and have booked and have some people on the schedule to be some of our first guests. We're going to be talking about a lot of exciting things. We're talking with professional video business owners, professional cinematographers, professional photographers. I'm really excited about all of those things and all of the people that are going to be on this podcast coming up very soon. In the meantime, it's still just me. So today I just really wanted to talk about kind of how I have broken up my business into two different brands, and the reason why I have done that. So I guess I'll backtrack a little bit. 10 years ago, when I got into this industry, I just started shooting weddings, and I named the company. You know, I was like, well, we gotta have a fancy name, gotta have a business name. But I knew I never, because of my name, Mike Myers, I knew that I never really wanted it to be that, because of obvious reasons. I'm never gonna be found on Google or SEO. If people are searching Mike Myers video, because the first things that are gonna come up are, you know, the actor Mike Myers or Mike Myers and Halloween. So I named the company My Productions, which is MIMY, which is just the first two letters of my first and last name put together. And so it was My Productions. And then I was like, oh, I like the alliteration of having all M's. So I named it My Media. And it rolled off the tongue, and it became quite synonymous with me and who I am. And it even kind of became like a nickname of me, My. And I never really anticipated it lasting as long as it did. But over the years, My Media was just the weddings. And when I started getting into the corporate world, I began to think, well, I need to differentiate myself between weddings and corporate. And then for a while, I think I tried My Weddings, and then my like corporate or commercial. I don't even remember exactly what it was, but there wasn't enough differentiation. And I think I still only just had one website. And so it would just kind of be like, well, if you want to hire me for corporate, you know, click on this tab. If you want to hire me for weddings, click on this tab. And I began to quickly realize that that wasn't viable for long-term growth, especially in the corporate world where bigwigs and, you know, marketing directors are coming to your website, and then they see, like, why is there a couple like kissing? I don't want a wedding photographer. I want somebody that does this, that knows what they're doing, in the corporate space. And so, I really began to think about what that would look like. And then, amongst all that, I started like a secondary wedding brand called May Morning Studios. And that was supposed to be a more budget friendly, kind of, template based, I guess, wedding brand where, you know, it was very affordable for, you know, a lot of people. So we would just be doing mass amounts of weddings. Well, I quickly realized that wasn't really the type of workload that I wanted to even manage, even if I wasn't doing all of the work. It was just going to be a lot of work to manage kind of a budget brand, a luxury brand with MyMy, and then whatever the corporate stuff I was doing. And so our May Morning Studios kind of fizzled out. I kind of pulled the plug on it. And in the meantime, I realized, okay, well, I'm going to keep MyMy for the weddings and keep Carrot, or sorry, I'm jumping ahead, but I knew I needed to become up with a different brand for the corporate stuff. And so, you know, through some talks and brainstorming, I came up with the name Carrot Film Company. And Carrot really just means, you know, the grammatical sense with the little carrot, it looks like a little half triangle. It's, you know, used in grammar where you kind of like, you annotate and you make notes in when you're like proofreading. And that's kind of how we approach business. We come alongside the business owner, the business itself. We come alongside the story that they're already telling, and we just kind of annotate and amend certain things into that story that they're already telling. So that established Carrot Film as my corporate brand, but I still wasn't satisfied with the MyMy name, mainly because people would always mispronounce it. MyMy, a lot of people would pronounce it MyMy, and it really annoyed me, but I eventually just got used to it. And then I was like, when I was really thinking about rebranding and trying to come up with a new name for MyMy, I was like, well, I already have May Morning Studios. I already have an LLC'd. I already have bank accounts for it. I already even have a QuickBooks iteration. I have everything that I need. And I never dissolved that company. I just never really used any of the stuff. And so I still had the domain, you know, the email addresses and all of those things. So I was just like, well, I'm just going to shift from MyMy to May Morning Studios, fizzle the MyMy stuff out. That will no longer exist. And then I will have two brands, May Morning Studios and Carrot Film. And those are two, hopefully, pronounceable names that people can see and like, okay, I associate May Morning Studios with Mike. I also associate Carrot Film Company with Mike. But when I go to carrotfilm.com or maymorningstudios.com, the two don't cross over. Mike might be on the each about page, but you know, those brands can go far beyond my name. And I think no knocking against anyone that uses their own name in their branding and things like that, but I think that pigeonholes you, and might even put some restrictions on, when you're kind of dealing with the more, corporate, kind of, you know, suits, people that are making a lot of big decisions in big, corporations. Not that there's anything necessarily wrong if they were to be like, oh, Mike Myers Videography, but I think there's some validity to having a separate brand from your name, outside of, and really just kind of bringing a cohesiveness to a specific brand and not necessarily your own personal name. And, you know, for all I know, 5 years down the road, Carrot Film could blossom into a thriving, you know, bigger than it already is production company, where it's a recognizable brand, and then maybe some other more recognizable video production brand says, maybe we want to acquire Carrot. Well, that makes it a lot easier for me to separate myself. Or if somebody wants to still use the Carrot name, then it doesn't affect me in the least. If I were to break away from the company for some reason or whatnot. So, I guess I'm kind of just sharing my mindset and my thought process of why I, kind of separated the two. And I think it makes sense. You know, like I said, people don't want, you know, corporations don't want to go to your website and see that you, you know, lovey-dovey, oh, couples. And couples don't want to really go and see a video of like an insurance company or a manufacturing company. They're like, well, you know, why would I hire this guy? You know, even though it's kind of me, under the umbrella of me and my ownership, I can bring in the appropriate people into each brand that know how to shoot those specific things and edit those specific things. And it can be, you know, it can be completely separate. And it's really just me managing those brands instead of it just being like Mike doing everything type of situation. So, so I think it's super important for whether you're trying to diversify and split into different niches or whatnot. I think the bigger picture is to really have a cohesive brand, and brand recognition, as your business kind of evolves and grows into what you ultimately hope it will be, instead of necessarily just thinking in the now. And that's kind of what I've always tried to do. And I think I'm doing it even more so now, is really just kind of looking at the broad picture, the long-term goals of what I want Carrot Film and what I want May Morning Studios. I love shooting weddings. They're fun, but that's not my end goal. I don't foresee myself shooting weddings forever. I think in 2022 here, I'm shooting 4 weddings. 3 of those are video and 1 is photography. And I like that number. And as it continues to go down and Carrot, you know, the volume of stuff that we're doing goes up, that's where I can truly see why brand recognition and establishing a brand outside of who you are, is important. And I've made the mistakes all along the way. And if you follow me on social media, you are probably well aware that I am constantly, you know, rethinking and reevaluating, like, who am I as a creative? You know, I have May Morning Studios and I have Carrot Film Company, and Carrot Film Company revenue wise covers about 80% of what I do. And, you know, May Morning Studios is 20%. So how much time and effort do I put into these brands, you know, in the May Morning? Or, you know, it's kind of almost flip-flopped with how much I put in for social, on each brand versus the return that I get. But that's my own choice. But, you know, I think it's super easy to get distracted by, me, for example. When Carrot Film Company, it takes care of itself as far as what do we do. We do corporate and commercial video work. We tell stories for businesses. That's pretty straightforward. Sometimes we shoot photography, but the majority of the time, 98% of the time, we're shooting video content for businesses. May Morning Studios, on the other hand, has flip-flopped, and, you know, I've kind of shifted. You know, May Morning Studios is just the wedding brand. Oh, now we do families and seniors, because I enjoy shooting those things sometimes, but it muddies the waters when you're trying to establish, okay, I have these two brands and May Morning Studios is my wedding brand. And now I'm posting a picture of a senior in high school or a family of four or whatnot. That it's great that I like shooting those things. But it really muddies the water. So I've really had to like kind of backtrack and really establish like, okay, May Morning Studios is a wedding filmmaking brand. We shoot videos for weddings. And then I still, you know, still find myself liking to shoot those other things like seniors and families. And so I've even recently like created a separate page for the things that I like to shoot outside of the things that I really get paid to do, like seniors and families, landscape stuff. But that is just getting the waters even muddier because then people start following you. And they're like, oh, hey, I saw you started another company or another brand. And I'm like, no, it's just like a place that I want. So where have I landed on that? I don't know, but it's still there. It's still still out there in the world wide webs. Really just this kind of catch-all page of like, these are the other things that I like to do. So, but then when people see that you do that, then they want to hire you to do those things. And then if those aren't the things that really drive you, then you just get distracted. And I mean, revenue wise and money wise, you know, shooting seniors and families, isn't going to be my bread and butter. Like I'm not making an income from doing those things. So if I'm distracting myself by doing those, then I'm distracting myself from other stuff like Carrot and May Morning Studios where I'm actually making a profit. Why am I saying all this? Because brand recognition is important, but also staying super focused in each brand and portraying yourself to whomever you want to portray yourself to, whoever your ideal client is, that is what your content needs to be targeted at and nothing else. Period. And I'm speaking to myself here. I'm looking over here at the monitor and looking at myself saying, Mike, this is for you too. It is super important to have clear, defined brand guidelines of this is who we are, what we do, and who we do it for. And then everything that's on your website for that brand and everything that's on your social media should line up with that. Or people will get confused, your brand will be muddied, and then people will just be like, well, that guy can't figure out what he's doing, so why would I hire him? So this is my encouragement to you, as well to myself, to really just double down, hyper-focus on what's important to you. Try not to get distracted by dollars, because when you see like, oh, well, there's a job opportunity, cha-ching, like I see money signs, but you really have to, you know, count the cost. Okay, this is, somebody's willing to pay me for this, but it doesn't really line up with who I want to be and what I want to do. Is it worth it? You have to answer that question. I can't, but I know for me, when I am really wanting and desiring, and we're making traction, especially in Carrot Film, to make this thing like a real thing, like recognizable, especially in like the Ohio region, like, oh, Carrot Film, they're like the top production company. You definitely want to work with them. If that's the thing that I'm going for, then I can't get distracted by shooting, you know, a random senior in high school. Even if somebody sees that I've done work before, I have to be willing to, separate myself from the dollar signs and say, this isn't who I am wanting to be. This is not what my business model is wanting to be. And I'm going to have to say no, even though it looks enticing. So I digress, and this is me taking a deep breath and reminding myself that I am talking to myself, and I hope and I pray that this helps you, brings clarity. And if you need help in defining who you are and refining who you are, hire a brand, you know, company, you know, a brand specialist. You can even call me and say like, hey, I'm thinking about this and maybe I can help you bounce around some ideas. I'm not going to like charge you for my time, but, maybe I can give you some ideas, but it's difficult, to really decide, okay, this is who I want to be. This is what I want my business to look like. And I want to stop getting distracted. And I continue to look towards the future, even with the two companies, because they are two separate companies. You know, one, May Morning Studios, might not be as active. And there might be some years that it's not active at all. It really depends, because I'm not pushing the content on, you know, I'm not on thenot.com. I'm not advertising. It's really just kind of word of mouth at this point. And I'm not even necessarily putting in a lot of stuff on social, to kind of push that. It does help with revenue a little bit, but that's not going to be the long plan, I guess. Because I really, really truly enjoy and really just thrive in the spot of like working with corporations and commercial stuff and working with those brands and those people and making really, really cool stuff. So yeah, this is my encouragement to you to really double down, really to get hyper-focused on what you are wanting to do. And yeah, that's pretty much all I wanted to say today. And, just remember that this community, if you go to vidbizpodcast.com, it'll redirect you to a page, at Carrot Film. And that really is just like where the show notes are, and you can listen to past episodes. You can go over to the VidBiz Podcast channel on YouTube, watch any past episodes. But this community, I want it to be a community. On Facebook, there's a community button on that page. And really just asking questions, getting connected, making this a community conversation. Because the VidBiz community and the podcast is to connect creatives, the creative business owners and freelancers all in one. We're having the same conversation, and really just to let you know that you're not alone. I'm not alone. We're not alone. We're all doing this. We're all climbing. We're all doing this thing called small business ownership or freelancing or solopreneurship or whatever you want to call it. And we're not doing it alone. So if you've got questions, one of us might have an answer or some guidance. So anyways, this is the VidBiz Podcast. I am Mike, and I really appreciate you tuning in and listening. And we'll talk at you very soon, hopefully next week. Peace out.